Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I tell you what, we're going to have a wonderful time in the neighborhood. Praise God. Yeah. What a blessing of the Lord. I tell you, God has been so good and gracious. You know, what else would you talk about on this boardroom chat? Because Christmas is going to be here in just a few days, maybe very, very few days.
Yeah.
And but I found a scripture that was very personal to me.
Okay.
In Luke chapter 2. And it said this in verse 10. And the angel said unto Jesse, hey, Jesse, I got some great joy for you, Jesse. You have a Savior that was born in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord. That's my translation.
I like that. That's the Jesse. I got a translation too.
What you got? What do you say?
And the angel said to Jesse and Kathy,
oh, Jesse.
Fear not, for I bring Kathy good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Your whole staff, your whole ministry, your whole church, the whole world.
That's it. Praise the Lord. We
joy
just
to
enjoy.
The world.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a blessing. You know, when other people write translation, I thought I would just kind of do that.
You know what? You're just interpreting that word you.
Yeah.
Make it personal. I think you're supposed to do that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Think
Hallelujah. What a blessing. We want to say up front, Merry Christmas, my God, mm-hmm. and have a wonderful time. And now if you're watching this somewhere and say, well, it's not merry where I'm at, but you can be merry inside. See, you know, so many people think, well, I didn't get nothing for Christmas. It's really, even though gifts are given, and that's wonderful, don't misunderstand me. But it's really not about that.
Right.
It's about remembrance. Mm. It's about God saying, hey, I sent a Savior for you. Think about that.
Right.
A Savior to do what? To protect me.
Right.
In every area of my life. Not only in this life,
right.
but eternity. See, when Jesus came, not only he helped us in this life, he bought the ticket for us to get into eternity forever and ever.
That's right. So it's not really just about one day. It's
right.
about eternity. It's about every day. The moment you meet Jesus and he becomes your Lord of your life, that changes your today
oh, yeah.
and your forever.
And people say, why are you...
Hey, didn't you like that?
I like that. It's very good, yeah. And people ask me, why are you so full of joy? And the angel, he said, great joy. And when I think
they
of Jesus...
They really understood what
yeah.
they were saying, but
yeah.
the people who heard it didn't grasp it yet. In fact, it was kind of veiled to them until they went and
right.
they saw Jesus in the manger.
Well, yeah, I mean, people say, why are you so full of joy? Well, great joy. I'm saved.
Great joy.
Not sometime, but all the time. I'm saved by grace. That's a blessing. I have the mercy of God. I got the 9 gifts of the Spirit. You don't think I got some gifts? I got 9 of them I can open up.
That's right.
Pretty good. I have the fruits of the Spirit. You know how much fruit I can eat? My mm-hmm. Lord, 9 fruits.
We like fruit at Christmas.
Yes, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's just amazing. Why wouldn't you be happy? Mm-hmm. See, because I don't focus on what's wrong. I don't deny what's wrong. I focus on what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And what is right? Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, who lives inside of us.
Yes.
Now, that should make you merry every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can understand this girl, marriage. This girl was something, man. I mean, she was very inquisitive. She didn't have 1 ounce of doubt in her mind. For what that angel told her, I mean, most people would say, I don't care if it's an angel. That ain't going to happen. That can't happen. Now, she was very inquisitive. It wasn't a statement of that. How can this be? Can you imagine it with a kind of eyebrow? How can this be? I've never had a man. I don't know a man. She said, the angel said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Take care. Oh, okay. Then she says this, one of the greatest faith statements I think any human being could ever utter. Let it be, even as thou hast said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's amazing to me.
She believed the word.
I mean, to understand that. You see, and that's because there was such great joy. But there was another statement she said, or actually the Lord showed us, she pondered those things in her heart. You know what that means? She didn't talk about the virgin birth. She pondered
the promise,
that. Yeah, even, because you see, it wasn't about Jesus being born of a virgin. It was about Jesus being born, the incarnation. God made into flesh. Now, how he done it, it's nothing. Now, to us, that's, because that'd be the biggest miracle you ever heard in your life. But that it wasn't designed for that. It was designed that we could be born again and saved. Mm. Now, you think about that. That's why you hear the disciples, they never talk about it. Because their job was to witness and go preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. And let me tell you something. With everything going wrong, If this wasn't true, these boys would not have died and suffered the way they did. All of them were martyred terribly. But they had
such... You mean the disciples.
Disciples, yeah. They had such an understanding of what Christmas was and is.
Right.
And that's why I like being happy. I tried sad. I didn't like it, you know. I just decided I would have the joy of the Lord. He said I could. And I didn't realize that great strength would come from that joy. Yeah. And it's just such a blessing.
You know, Jesse, the people of Mary's day, all that whole culture, they were all looking for a salvation. They were looking for help, actually, because they were under Roman oppression. The government was failing them on every area, that was abusing them, actually. And so they knew the promise. They all knew the Bible, you know, the history, the prophecies, most of them did. And so, but how would that happen? So a lot of people were looking for that answer. Even today, people are looking for answers because the world's failing them, the government's failing them. But God will never fail you.
Yeah.
And He has brought His answer into the world. He came wrapped in swaddling clothes, placed in a manger, in a lowly place.
But and a watering trough. That's what a manger is.
Or a feeding trough. That did both sometimes. But that's what God's plan was. And He grew up, lived a sinless life, died on the cross, was crucified, and rose from the dead. That's the in the nutshell, the gospel message.
Yeah, I mean,
and it changes, this one thing changes everything.
It's the only thing that could change me. Mm-hmm. You can ask her, buddy. Nothing could change me. I didn't care about nobody. Nothing. I didn't. I was a very selfish person. But when the Lord came into my life, I mean, I never even recognized a note of sin. That didn't even cross my mind.
You were just blinded to it.
Yeah, I just...
You really were. In fact, that was one of the prayers I would pray, because the Bible talks about how the God of this world has blinded people's eyes to the gospel, and it says, lest they should see the light of the gospel and be born again. So I'd say, Satan, I bind you from blinding Jesse to the gospel, and it was a prayer I prayed often.
I mean, it was instant when I got born again, received Christ in my heart. It'd be like, close your eyes, and I'd see the camera. And I was gonna open my eyes, and the camera is not there anymore. What happened to the camera? I mean, all of a sudden, a totally different scene.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was looking for the first time through my eyes what truth was.
Right.
What reality was. So I want to read some of these boardroom testimonies. We're not gonna hold you long, because I know you probably got your family there, and they're all shouting and praising God. And how come we don't have no cookies on this table and some stuff?
We're
it's Christmas
diet.
Time.
We so that
diet.
We can eat on Christmas Day.
I hear some cookies.
Less. You want cookies?
I don't know,
okay,
something. You know what I'm saying?
I'll get you some
for God's sake, man. But I know she got all that stuff at the house, all over the counter.
It's
if you want to, if you want to snack on something,
it's
again,
a temptation,
you know?
Every time I walk in there, too.
Is it really?
But I have been good.
I was tempted by this morning?
It's very nicely presented, but I'm not eating it yet.
You know what I was tempted by? I'm not tempted by a lot of sweet things. Mm-hmm. I opened up the refrigerator. Some of y'all going to freak out over there. One of my employees, Rory, and his wonderful wife, they gave me a quart of raw oysters.
Did you try one?
No, but I was going to. I didn't have time. I had to come do this. Mm-hmm. I thought, glory to God. Now, that's Cajun to the core. We just enjoy it. Kathy, read
oysters.
A good boardroom chat. Let's see what's happening here.
This one, they have several
testimonies
watching from different places. And wherever you're watching from, let us know where you're watching. We always love to see who's joining us on the chats. Beta says, morning from Melbourne, Australia. I love these boardroom chats and your Sunday services, especially singing with your worship group.
Well, that's a blessing.
So they sing along. Because it's their church service, many people, because they're not in a place where they can attend.
Sure.
Or it's at a different time, so they hit it double with their home church as well as ours. Janice says, good evening from London, UK. And Hetty says, shalom and thank you from the Netherlands. Hugo says, wonderful wisdom, blessings from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Guadalajara. You almost got to speak in tongues to say that thing.
I thought it did pretty good. There's another
good
name there, but I'm leaving it off. Jalisco, I think it is.
Okay.
So thank you,
Mexico.
Hugo, for letting us know. Mexico. And says, thank you. This other one says, thank you for the boardroom chats. I love you guys from Uganda.
I like Uganda.
Yeah.
Never been to Uganda.
Yeah, this one, I don't know where this is from, but Aya says, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, y'all make the word of God real. I can really relate to your ministry. Thank y'all. Say amen to that.
Well, you know, the gospel should not be hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It should be very simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Yeah, that's good.
That's it right there. One
believing.
Statement. That's it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Message doesn't work for anybody unless you believe it.
That's right.
Lynette says, I am so very thankful to be able to see you both on the boardroom chats. I always look forward to every day that y'all are online. They are so good. Increases my faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, 17.
Hallelujah. We got them quoting scripture now, praise God. What else you got?
Debbie says, you two are funny and serious all at the same time. It's wonderful. Is that true?
Which one's funny? Which one's serious?
No, you two are.
Oh, I understand.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We all have our moments.
Boy, that lipstick you got on is red.
I like it. Is that a compliment or
yeah,
not?
That's Christmassy.
I was trying to match my red in my
shirt. Yeah, I understand that.
And the tree.
Okay, looks good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One last one. Brother Jesse is awesome. I knew you. I'd say that one for you.
Thank you.
I moved to Destrehan 2 times and I received the gospel at the youth ministry they did on Wednesday nights. They used to have pizza, and we still do, by the way. That kind of led me in. But I heard the gospel from there and received Jesus into my heart. Just awesome. What a servant of the Lord.
Do we still buy that pizza?
And oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
We had the biggest pizza bill you ever saw in your life.
Not just for the youth. The children get pizza on Wednesday nights, too, up there, upstairs.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, I'm talking a lot of money here.
It helps the parents out. It's not that much.
It's a blessing of the Lord. Who don't like pizza? My God.
You know, it just reminds me of something that happened this week. We were going to a little local restaurant for lunch, and you met up with a young man who had been to the church many years ago, and he had just got out of prison that day.
Got out of jail, yeah.
Out of jail that day. Tell us a little bit about
that.
Yeah,
he just got out of jail. Me was so happy. And he said, but just, I got born again. I came back to the Lord and just got out of jail and everything. And he said, Merry Christmas. I said, Merry Christmas.
He was so very happy. This was the first day out of prison. And he's walking around the area and
just enjoying himself.
Of course, we invited him to church.
He said, well, do you have a word for me? I said, yes, stay free. Whom the Son has set free.
Oh, he liked that.
Is free indeed. He said, I will. Uh-huh. It's just that simple.
You never know who you're going to meet.
No. You don't really realize how far stretching the gospel is. Mm-hmm. You know, probably till we get to heaven, how many people have watched this or saw this and things of that nature. So, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. So it really blessed me, you know, mm-hmm. to for him to say that with the blessing of the Lord.
So it's important no matter where you're out and about this holiday season to keep a smile on your face, be ready to share the joy of the Lord and be an encouragement to people you meet and let people tell you their testimony, or you tell them your testimony, because we all have something to celebrate this holiday season.
You know, it's just such a blessing. And, you know, like I say, it's not about getting gifts, and there's not a thing wrong with gifts. I believe in that kind of stuff.
But good, because I hadn't gotten you nothing yet.
What do you mean you ain't got nothing yet?
I did, but you told me about it. I showed it to you, because we don't want it being early. And you said, no, I don't like that, so I had to send them back. So
I
have a few more
days.
I have told you,
my daughter, my granddaughter, and this woman here, my wife. How many times? They're always trying to look for something. And I said, I tell them every year what I want, but they won't do it. I tell them, I said, look, what do you want for Christmas? I tell Jody, I said, make my daughter can cook.
I'm talking about me. Jody's got a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. Don't think about
you. Okay, about you.
You're going to be covered.
You make the gumbo.
I have. It's
in
the freezer.
Just put it in the freezer.
I have.
That's it. That's it. I don't want nothing else. Pull it out. Because, see, gumbo's better after it's been frozen. And then you pull it out and thaw it out. I don't know, the flavors come together somewhere. Now, to me, that's Christmassy. You know what I'm saying? You ever watch Scrooge? The most fun they had is when they were having the meal. You remember?
Yeah, because those people were pretty starving most every other
morning. Oh, yeah, but I mean,
year.
You know, that's what I'm talking. It was the fellowship. It was
the blessing.
The food. It was just such nice. You know, it don't have to be stuff. You know what I'm saying? It can be.
It's really about creating a memory.
Yeah, but you like stuff.
No, I'm okay.
Well, no, I know you're okay.
I've been getting my own stuff.
Yeah, she gets her own
I'm
stuff.
I'm making it easy for you.
Yeah, you know, Kathy says, I bought my Christmas gift for 10 years ahead. She goes, you know, while I'm shy. No, I mean, she just, I told her, I said, well, whatever, that's fine. She saw a beautiful coat online.
Yeah,
online.
Bought me a soft coat.
And she said,
last me for years.
When she tells me this, this is going to be my Christmas gift. I thought, this coat's got to be expensive. You know, she won't say that, you know. But it was just fun.
Yeah, I
want to go back to focus on that great joy.
Great joy.
You know you can have that every day? Mm-hmm. You can. It was given to you.
And we do.
And we do.
We sure do. And we see people have great joy.
Yeah, great joy.
And when we see people that are sad, we realize this is an opportunity to share our joy with them. Just the way the angels shared this great joy with those shepherds who were keeping track of watching over their flock during the night.
We had a gift. Yeah. It was a gift of joy.
When you have a message of such joy, you want to share it. You can't keep it to yourself when you have good news.
You know, last night we went out and eat dinner. And it's Christmas, you know, Christmas weekend and Christmas times. And the waitress was very, very good. You know, and I mean, very good. I mean, she was on center and all that kind of stuff. And the Lord said, give her $100. I said, okay. You know, for her tip. She liked to pass out. She goes, oh. And I said, well, you have another one. She said, what? So I gave it to her. She goes, oh, my God. I said, well, have another. She said, this is Christmas time. I said, yes, it is. See, and I said, you did such a good job on this. Merry Christmas. Think about that. I said, it can be every day. She said, you just made my day. You made my week. You made my month. I said, well, no, the Lord did. All I did was obey. Let me tell you something about Jesus. All he did was obey. And because of his obedience, the incarnation came. He lived a sinless life. He blessed people. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine children running up to Jesus? And children don't run up to anybody if they're not nice. Right. You know that, and I know that, but there was just something wonderful about it. So thank all of you today for all these wonderful testimonies and things. I think you got two more in there.
I want you to read those. Page two.
Yeah, read that real quick.
Paul Harvey used to say. Remember that?
Go ahead. Yes.
Remember that, Paul Harvey?
Paul Harvey.
Page two. Pamela says, thank you for another wonderful, fulfilling boardroom chat. There were days I neglected to put on the full armor of God, and I discovered what miserable days they turned out to be.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson on that one. All the best for a great week, and see you again soon. God bless you both as well as your team.
Yeah, I talked about one on the boardroom chat. Keep that armor on, because if you're getting hit, you left off a piece. Remember, you might have seen it. There's a lot of Christians going around naked. And the reason is because you don't have your armor on. That's why you're getting hit.
Yeah.
But you put that armor on, son, he can't get to you.
Yeah, and it's God's provided it for us, but we have to put it on.
That's another gift.
Yeah.
Amen. What else you got?
Gwen says, Jesse and Kathy, I love you both. You have brought me to a whole new level in my faith of God. I needed that due to my fiancé, listen to this, being killed in a traffic accident.
Oh, that's terrible.
I would love you both to do a whole program on how to wear the suit of armor against Satan. I don't grieve the loss of my loved one. He is in heaven with God now. God has a plan for me to fulfill, and I will honor him with all my heart. I pray that I meet you in person someday soon and to look you both in the eye to tell you thank you for your years of dedication in sharing the Word of God. Many blessings and Merry Christmas to you both. One of my favorite times of the year, right next to Easter. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, man.
Her name is Gwen.
Gwen. Isn't
thank
that
you, Gwen, for sharing
thank
that.
Thank you. That touched my heart.
I know God has a great plan for your life.
I'm sure he does.
And this has been an encouragement to so many people that I've read this through today, because especially during the holiday time, I know we often overlook it because we're not dealing with things like this, but a lot of people are dealing with tragedy and loss.
Yeah.
And you miss those memories. But like you said, I think in the past, it's good to celebrate, remember the good times.
I believe in time travel. Mm. And people go, what? I said, memories are time travel. You just go back.
Yeah, you've been saying that a little bit lately.
Yeah,
just
I
recently.
Like that because you see, especially around the holidays, because everyone all my immediate family's in heaven. I'm the only two planets left. I'm talking about in my immediate family. My brothers are gone, sisters gone, parents, grandparents. And I have some cousins and I love them. That's a blessing. I don't get to see them very often, but I'm just saying, my immediate family. But you know what? They're not gone. I just do a little time travel. I just go back.
In your memories.
And I did it
this
morning.
He's not physically going.
Memories is time travel.
In a time machine. He's in his memories.
Yeah, but it's a time machine. Kathy, they know that, baby, for God's sake. But watch that. I just all of a sudden, it happened this morning. I was just sitting there and I went. And I could hear my cousins, and we were all 5, 6 years old, all hollering. How we ever fit in that in my grandma's house, I just don't know. And my uncles and my aunts laughing and talking and the smell of food. And I could see my grandfather. They used to have a grinder. that they would put on the table, meat grind, and they would grind up stuff.
Well, they'll grind anything.
Yeah. And then another person, we did homemade ice cream where we would turn that thing. I was there. It was 1955. I traveled back. And, you know, I had the same exuberant feelings today as I did in 1955 when I was 6 years old. And I could almost taste that ice cream. See, that's what I'm saying. You don't lose nothing in life if you truly understand what God is talking about. I feel led of the Lord to say this, and I mean it. You can do it if you want or not. I want to thank all our partners and friends who have supported this ministry through all these years. We've never had a financial deficit, not one. Why? Because I trust you and you trust me. We both trust God. You've heard me say that many times. But I hope me and Kathy say thank you enough. And I'm going to say it again, 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. We're totally debt-free.
Yeah.
Kathy has no debt on this sweater. I have no debt on this little green jacket, you know. And I've had three of them, so I've been wearing them a lot lately because it's cold in Louisiana.
Those were actually a Christmas gift last year from Jody. You know,
yeah, it was such a blessing of the Lord. So what I'm saying is thank you, partners, for all that you do. And, you know, I know a lot of you said, man, can we give to the Lord to your ministry for Christmas? Yes, you can. Beside their normal support, I do that because they heard me say that, me and Kathy, we give Jesus a Christmas gift. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. Well, everybody else gets gifts. It's his birthday. So if you'd like to do that to our ministry, you just go to jdm.org. That's our website. And you can hit the donate button, give that way. You can use PayPal if you like. Or you can text to give a one-time gift or a recurring one. Mm-hmm. Now, or you can use our JDM apps. A lot of people love that and select the giving you want in the JDM app. Or you can just mail in an old-fashioned donation. And what we do is we reach people. We change lives.
That's
one
right.
soul at a time. We're that kind of people. We do what we say. I had a man tell me, and he really blessed me. Been knowing you for years, but just you don't break your word. Can't separate me from my word. I'm not going to allow that to happen. You know where I learned it from? God. Can't separate God from his word. It's such a blessing. So we want to say, well, it's 22 minutes. I know I don't want to go longer like we normally do to do a teaching on this. But I want to tell you something. Merry Christmas. You will not be alone. You don't have any family. You got us.
Mm-hmm. The whole family of God.
Yeah, you got all my staff. We believe with you every day and pray for you every day. And I can't thank you enough, partners, for all that you do. Mm-hmm. And all our special friends. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. And I mean that sincerely. Mm-hmm. So until next week, have a great and glorious Christmas. Wherever you are. Mm-hmm. Say, I don't have nothing. Yes, you do. You got Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's the greatest gift ever given to anyone that's ever lived. Mm-hmm. See you next week. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.